Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship today at Second Baptist Church. We are delighted to be in church with all of you on this beautiful weekend. There's a lot of energy in the church today, and I love it. And I'm excited that you guys are here. It's a great day to be in worship. Bell's Gloria is playing this morning, and I got to hear it in early service, and it is so pretty, and you guys are going to love it. So I'm glad that they are playing. And on that note, I'd like to remind you and invite you that on Friday, May the 19th, right here in the worship hall, the Bells will be playing a concert for us at 7 p.m. So please come support the Bells, listen to their music they've been working on all spring, and I know that you will be blessed. Also, y'all, this Wednesday night is our last Wednesday night of the school year, and we will have church conference and supper. It's Blue Plate Special. Miss Johnny is clearing out the freezer because soon a 2B Leaders Camp starts, and we have more campers than we've ever had. And we had training up here yesterday for most of our counselors, and I think she was very excited and maybe a little overwhelmed with all of the people that are coming soon. So please come to Wednesday night supper and celebrate with Miss Johnny the end of the year. Also, we would like to celebrate and honor those of our students who are graduating from college this weekend and next weekend. I know we have some choir scholars graduating. Ben is graduating. And what about orchestra? Any of you guys? Oh, look at this. Well, let's wave and let's, yay, we're proud of you guys. We celebrate you. Some of our scholars will be back this summer popping in for special music, and we invite you back for worship anytime. And please come back in the fall if you can, because y'all have done a lot for our worship service this year, and we are grateful, and we will miss you all this summer. Now let's just take a moment. Let's take a deep breath. Let's prepare ourselves for this worship service today. The Lord be with you. Invite you to stand with me as you're able for our call to worship this morning. Come, people of God, take refuge in the Lord, who listens when we cry out, who rescues us when we call, and who leads and guides us according to his unfailing love. You are our God. Our lives are in your hands. Let's worship God together. Amen. Thank you.
Would you please pray with me? To you, O God, we lift our souls. To you, we offer our praise and prayer, our worship and thanksgiving, even our very lives. Make your ways known to us. Show us the path on which we should walk. Lead us in your truth and teach us. For you alone are the God who saves, the God in whom we trust, and the one on whom we wait. And we ask this humbly in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, all to the glory of God the Father. Amen. You may be seated.
To invite all my boys and girl friends, y'all come on up here and join me at the stage, please, for children's time. Come on down, everyone. Man, Man, there's a ton of y'all today. Come on, there's room for everyone. I'm so glad you guys are here. Hi, Soleil. So glad you're here. Come on down, Hudson. Come on, Hank. Let's go, TJ. Come find a spot. Yeah, there's a spot. Eva, there's right here in front and center. You and Lainey can sit right there. Hank and TJ, there's room here too. Oh, okay. Yep, they're right there. Is good. Perfect. Yeah, you want to sit right here? TJ, right next to your brother? That's good. Yeah? You're doing good. Thank you for coming down to Children's Time. There's so many of y'all. I'm so glad we stretch across the whole stage again today. Y'all, 3 weeks. You know what happens in 3 weeks? Yes, Graham. 3 weeks. So we are on the final countdown, right? I'm so excited. And I know a lot of you will be coming to 2B Leaders, and a lot of you have camps and vacations and things that you're looking forward to once summer comes. And I am so excited for all of the adventures that you guys are going to have this summer. Some of you have already had your graduations if you graduated from pre-K and getting ready for kinder. So that's exciting too. Yes, Thomas. Oh, I'm about to talk about that. You're right ahead of me. And since we're at the end of the school year, some of you have been working really hard this year. And littles, I want you to pay attention today because this is a really big day for some of our bigger kids that are in our children's ministry. They have become readers, just like you guys are learning your alphabet and your letters. And they have been learning how to read and they're mastering that. And we're going to celebrate them today because it's the end of their year at school and we want to honor what they've learned. And so if you are, I'm going to name these friends. I want you guys to stand up. Hank, Maggie, Thomas, Wren, Maisie, Max, Logan, Soleil, Graham, and William, will you guys take a step to the stage? And those of you that I didn't name, will you come sit on the front row so you can watch them get their Bibles today? This is such a big deal. Yeah, will you guys sit up here? And you can squeeze it, or yes, you can go back to your parents for certain. Yes, we're gonna. That's even better. We're going to sit right here. You got yours. Yeah, I know you got yours last time, so will you sit right here? Yes. You watch right here. All right. Okay. So Pastor Jake and I are going to join you guys up on the stage because this is a big, hey, you want TJ, do you want to go find your mommy? Let's go find your mommy. Come on. Let's go find mommy. Yeah. Here she comes. Poor TJ. Hank had to abandon him because it's a big day. So here he comes. Thank you. Okay. Boys and girls, this is a big day for you guys, and I'm so excited, and I'm so honored to be your children's pastor, and Pastor Jake is so honored to be your pastor of this church because you guys have worked hard all year long, and we're going to celebrate you with these awesome Bibles that we wish for you to take home. We wish for you to learn from them, to have them with you. Some of you bring them to church. Sometimes you've seen these kids bringing theirs with them, and we are excited that we get to celebrate all of the things that you guys have been learning in school, and this is your first Bible that 2B has given you, so we feel very proud to be doing this with you. The church is going to read a litany, and then we will present the Bibles to you. Is that okay if we read that? We're going to read the litany, and then we're going to give each of you your Bibles. So I ask that you guys join me in the litany this morning. Boys and girls,
we are proud of the accomplishment that you have made in school and in your children's Sunday school classes. And we celebrate that you are old enough to read these words on your own, to study them, to pray with them, and to ask questions about them. We hope that as you read the Bible, you will bring your faith, your reflections, your questions, and your doubts to Second Baptist Church and find a loving, supporting, listening, and teaching community. We look forward to growing with you in faith and knowledge. Children, receive the Word of God. Listen to its stories and study its words and allow them to guide your paths. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." And at Second Baptist Church, we treasure each of you as part of our church family. We promise to read these words with you, to listen to your questions, and spread the love of Christ together. Friends, these kids are smart. They are super funny. Sometimes they drive me absolutely crazy, and I love that part of my job. And now I'm proud that you get to know them by name, and we're going to give you guys your Bibles. So today we present Hank Anmansund. Hank, right here, we're going to give you your Bible. Nice, congratulations, Hank. Maggie Cox. Maggie, come get your Bible from Pastor Jake. Thomas Cox. Wren Darnell. Here we go, Wren. Maisie Dunn. Yay, Maisie. And Max Dunn, Logan Fuller, Soleil Hart, Graham Reeves, who I told in Sunday school is going to be a future preacher, y'all. He's really good. And William Turner.
And who couldn't be here today is Caitlin Payne, and we will celebrate her when she comes back. But y'all turn around, let them see your sweet faces. They want to take a picture. We are proud of these children. Let's honor them. Y'all look at your mom. Smile. Ready? I'm very proud of each of you. May I close us out with a prayer? God, we thank you for these Bibles that are going to be the lamp and light unto their path. God, we ask that you just help these children to grow in faith and learn the stories and to come up with their own interpretation, their own learning of these stories, God, and bring their questions to us so that we can discuss and learn from them as well. God, I'm proud of these children and for the accomplishments that they've made in school, and we are grateful that we get to continue to watch them grow at Second Baptist Church. Thank you. You may go back to your parents, and I'm going to take some friends back to preschool. Praise.
Such a fun time. Today's epistle reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Invite you to join with me in prayer as we remember families grieving this morning across Texas, as well as all the difficulty that we carry together in this world. Let's pray these words from Scripture, if you would. How long, O Lord? How long, O Lord? How long must I wrestle? How long will my enemy will you forget? Look upon us, O God, give light to our eyes. There is such great darkness. How long, O Lord? As a church, we provide space for those who are unable. But those who are able, we join together with the end of this psalm, praying to God that we will trust in God's unfailing love. In the name of the Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we pray, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. We join with you. We join with you in seeking God's unfailing love in this world that God loves so very much. I invite you to stand as you're able, and we'll continue to worship together.
Thank you.
right on the money with the music this morning. Today's gospel reading comes from John 14, verses 8 through 14. Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and, in fact, will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for sharing your presence, your voice, your smile, your song. It's a primary way we know that Christ is risen, and it's just a gift and an honor to join with you for worship. If there's any way that particularly our staff might follow up, we invite you to share a prayer card. You can place those in the offering basket as they come by or on your way out. We would just be honored as a staff to partner with you and join with you in prayer. I want to thank you for what wasn't a restful weekend, but was a fun weekend for our family camping last weekend. And we're certainly grateful for Reverend Josh McDonald, who preached grace in Christ so wonderfully. And thank you all for calling Josh to serve here with our youth, as well as you raised him up. And what a wonderful story that is. So thank you, Josh. You're a true friend in Christ and grateful for you. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and bless you. Amen. Tony Campola tells a story about a man who had visited a church. This man had felt sort of lost spiritually and wanting to sort of reconnect with the divine. He thought, "I will go to that church in our neighborhood." And sure enough, he went, and as it does happen, this individual on this occasion had an unwelcoming experience at this congregation. It does happen. And we work as a community, as a staff, volunteers to welcome folks as they come to church. And if you're our guests, we're glad that you're here. I have literally, in this very room, welcomed a guest for the very first time. And she said to me, "I don't want to talk to the preacher." And she's never been back. Okay. For dozens of years, I've been serving on staffs. And, you know, we send a card. Sometimes we send bread. So we do a lot of effort to try to follow up with our guests. And we had a guest one time say, "No one ever followed up with me." And it kind of perturbed me a little bit. I was like, "Here's the email that we sent you. Here's the letter that we sent you. Here's the deacon who dropped off bread on your doorstep." And that individual said, "But you never texted me." Anyways, however, Tony Campola tells the story of this individual who did go to a congregation to visit, to worship God, and had a rather negative experience. And it does happen, unfortunately. And that evening, although he was encouraged, this individual was encouraged, trying to connect with the divine, this individual sort of lamented to God. God, here I am trying to connect with you, and I go to this church and felt the opposite of connecting with you, felt the opposite of your loving welcome. And to this individual's surprise, the Lord, the very voice of God, interrupted his lament and said, hey, listen, next week we're going to try another church. I've been trying to go to that church for 20 years, and they won't let me in there. Which is the opposite of Second Baptist. Thanks be to God for you all. What a blessing and joy you all are. Have you ever been called out? Called out for maybe something you did, something you didn't do so well? Maybe you've seen some of these coaches on trending videos of them calling out referees who are perfect in all of their decision making. They are who we thought they were. The church has received by our culture a calling out. And in this sense, the calling out is sort of has a negative connotation. And some of the critique or the calling out of the church by our world is valid. It is. And sometimes the church doesn't welcome. Sometimes the church won't even let the Holy Spirit of God in. And yet, I believe, too, that there is a calling out that maybe is less justified. But unlike this negative connotation of calling out, the word for church in our New Testament is literally the called ones. The church is those who have been called. And this is the language that we encounter this morning. And thank you, Angela, for sharing your voice and reading scripture. This is the language we encounter here in the epistle of 1 Peter, that the church has been called out. And really, this is recalling, in fact, the original promise given to Abram in Genesis 12 and 15. And in some regard, this story of ours, this faith story, is a calling story. Abram is called by God, named by God. Really a fascinating development in the consciousness of spirituality, this promise that God gives to Abram. Unlike other promises, at least that I'm aware of in religious history, God takes Abram and says, I will bless you. I will make a nation of your family, and you will be a blessing to all the other nations. Your family will be a blessing to all the other families. You see, it is not remarkable in any way at that point in time, nor today. It's not remarkable in any way that a tribe would have a God. It's not remarkable in any way that a tribe would have a God and that God desire to bless that tribe or that individual or that family. This is not remarkable. But what is absolutely incredible from the very beginning of our scriptures, at least the historical aspect of our scriptures in Genesis 12 and 15, God says, I will make a great nation out of you. I will bless you, again, which is not remarkable really at all. But this tribe, this nation, Abraham, will exist to bless the world. And this is the promise. The promise of Abraham that really this thread runs throughout our scriptures, beginning with the Hebrew people, running through the Exodus, present through exile, ingrained into the Jewish consciousness. And here in 1 Peter, we're encountering this very same language given to Abraham. The very same language is now encountered in 1 Peter directed towards a group of Greek followers of Jesus. This thing just keeps opening up. God is creating this tribe that exists to bless the world. Unlike any other tribe, this is our calling. One of the tensions throughout the text that we see, and it really runs throughout, one of the tensions we see is that this calling of God is not to a status, but rather it is for a service. We are called by God not to sit throne left or throne right, regardless of whatever diamonds she's allowed to have in the crown. Our calling of God is not to sit throne left or throne right. Our calling is to serve, right? The calling of God is not to a status, but to a serve. And throughout the text, understandably, myself included, there are times where this is confused. I've been called by God. I've been saved by God. Aren't I special? Yeah. Particularly in the person of the Christ, who is the Savior of all and the servant of all. In this following in the path of Jesus, we are called to serve. We are called, unlike any other tribe, to be a blessing to others. Now, this word call, which is the very root of the word church, the called ones, you may, like I do in part, have a little bit of post-traumatic stress associated with the word call. Maybe you're not familiar with the word being used so gently, and you're more accustomed to the word being used as call. There's a call. Was that better, Marilyn? Marilyn and I practiced this during the 9:30 hour. It was terrible in the early service. You might agree it was terrible in the late service too. Maybe the word call is not a word in your lexicon. There is a word that we have that is near to this. It's a great word. It's a Latin word. It's an old English word. It's the word vocation, which means a summons, a calling. And I would like to just consider briefly, what is this calling? What is this calling? How does it work? What is it for? What is it? And what I'd like to say first is that I'm not special. I like to think I'm special. But in some regard, I'm not special. And in some regard, you're not special either. And I think this is a very important starting place for how we understand the concept of call, the concept of vocation. As we read in the gospel reading this morning, it's a very simple call. Do the works of God. And so what I would like to suggest is that we begin with an understanding of calling that is generic and universal. Like Abram, we have received the very same calling. The calling is to receive the blessing of God and share the blessing of God. There is nothing more special about my calling than your calling. We are receiving the very same commissioning to be a blessing. Yeah. William Countryman, an Anglican priest who's done a lot of work on ordination, says that everyone, and by everyone he says everyone's vocation is to mediate the divine. That is your vocation. That is my vocation, to somehow mediate the divine, and we share in this very same calling. And because of that, well, maybe I am special. And maybe you are special. And John Claypool, our late pastor, told a story about a farmer, and I just assume it was a farmer from the South Plains, who was out working in his fields, riding on his tractor, doing things that real working people do, and looked up in the sky and saw a very interesting sight. It was the clouds had formed the perfect shape of the letters P and C. Okay? This farmer just stopped doing everything that he was doing and looked up, and as clear as could be are the two letters P and C. And that farmer received this sign, this vision, to sell everything he had, to stop everything he was doing, and to PC, preach Christ. And so he did. And he began touring what I would say the Llano Estacado, preaching. And, you know, he had to learn initially how to preach. And as a person who has preached some real bomb of a sermon, you know, sometimes it doesn't connect with everyone. But he stuck to it. And he found that his ministry of preaching was a blessing to the community and even was a blessing to his own heart and soul. He began to understand this call upon his life to preach Christ was really his vocation, his calling, and he lived into that. And sure enough, years later, when his home church allowed for some respite for their pastor, he was asked to come and preach at his own church, something I've never done. And so he preached, and there in the front row was an old colleague, a farmer who had worked the land not far from him back when he was a farmer. A man who had been very successful in his industry. A man who had been incredibly generous to the community, to the church, with his time, with his abilities, and with his resources. This was a man that really had been a blessing. An individual who reminds me a lot of you all. And sure enough, after the service, this individual who had stuck to farming through all those years came up to the now farmer-turned preacher and said, "Why did you do that? Why did you stop farming? Why did you sell everything that you had? Why did you make such a radical shift in your life, in your path?" And the farmer preacher said, "One day, in a year of tremendous drought, there in the fields, I looked up into the sky, and clear as day were clouds in the shape of the letters P and C." And this other farmer, who had been very successful, had stuck to it over the years, who had been such a blessing to the community and to the church, said, "You won't believe it. I was in my field that very same day. That very same year, I looked up into the clouds and I saw, as clear as could be, two clouds in the shape of two letters, P and C." And the farmer preacher couldn't believe it. He said, "Well, what did you do?" And the farmer said, "I planted corn." Yeah. And there is something very special about you. You are a miracle unlike any other miracle the universe has ever seen. You are a gift of God to this church and to this world unlike anything else in all of history. You are unique. You are wonderfully and created in the image of God, and you're a little bit wild. And although we share in this general universal call to be a blessing, there are ways that calling gets worked out in your life and in your story unlike anyone else. We preach Christ differently. We plant corn differently. Larry said to me, PC, he saw the PC and it said, it meant play chords. We don't all preach Christ and we don't all plant corn the same. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. These are your children, your beloved, beloved children. These are your farmers. These are your preachers. These are your saints, O God. Bless them. And bless the world you love through them. In the name of true love, the name of Christ, we pray together. Amen. We can be of help to you now at your convenience, and we would be honored to do so. We invite you to continue to worship and to respond to the presence of the Spirit here with us now.
Jake, you are special. You're a gifted messenger. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank you for this day. We come in support of Jake and Cheryl and all who lead this church in your name and your work. We'd ask that you watch over them and give them encouragement, strength, hope. Father, teach us to be grateful, how fragile we are. Fragile in health, fragile in family, fragile in spirit, fragile in society. We would ask that you remind us of Proverbs, without our getting to get understanding, to get wisdom. We'd ask that you give us the strength to do that. We would ask that you watch over the forsaken. We ask that you bring them and all of us to your light. Amen.
A word of gratitude, a word of prayer, a testimony even that our church family would like to share with you. So we're going to go off script here for just a moment, and everything's going to be just great, okay? Please come. Please.
Okay. I'm Betty Wimberly, for some of you who don't know me and my husband, AC, longtime members of Second B since 1959. This is our grandson, Brandon Putman, and his lovely wife, Rachel, our granddaughter-in-law from Scottsdale, Arizona, who went through ovarian cancer, and you all supported her. And Brandon and Rachel would like to thank you this morning.
Thank you guys for just letting me kind of come up here and thank you. You know, I love the sermon you kind of gave before about, you know, this calling to just kind of help people. And even though I may not believe in the same exact faith as y'all, there's nothing better than really the power of prayer. And when Granny asked me if she wanted the church, you know, prayer ministry to send me cars, and I said, I'll take the prayers wherever I can get them. And so I welcome them and I appreciate them. My husband, I love getting cards, and he strung up the cards along our windowsill, and there was so many cards that strung up that the entire wall literally, he wasn't happy about it, but I just said, that's all the love that we felt from people. And it just means so much to me to be here. We haven't seen Granny and Granddad in several years. I was diagnosed about 3 years ago with ovarian and breast cancer. So I just feel so grateful to be here today and praying with you guys. And we landed last night and they lost our luggage. And so I said, Granny said, well, we don't have to go. And I said, if you have something that we could wear. So I'm Betty Jr. today, but but I didn't want to miss out on thanking you all. So I just really, really appreciate all the prayers. They mean so much, and thank you.
Thank you, church. And Betty and AC, I won't tell the congregation that I first met your grandkids in the brewery here in town when you were there. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Invite you to stand and share in that peace together. Amen. Yeah, I just went blank, so preach Christ, plant corn, go in peace.